There you go. That was Power Station with Some Like It Hot. And indeed, some will be liking it hot this coming Sunday when we're going to have an amazing event happening in Dublin called the €10,000 Curry for Nepal. Joining me in the studio now is one of the organisers of the event. It's Kevin O'Toole from the Chameleon Restaurant. Good morning, Kevin. How are you? Welcome to Near FM.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for inviting me on.
You're very welcome. €10,000, Curry. Now, I know things are getting expensive, but that seems a bit steep. What's the story behind it?
Well, as a chef and a restaurateur, I wanted to get together with a few other people from the food game and see what we could do to raise funds for Nepal. The idea behind the €10,000 curry, I just wanted to think of something a bit more unique that would make people listen. €10,000, there's no gold scattered over the curry or anything like that. But the idea is 100 people.
Yeah.
€100 a head, and you get curry and a hell of a lot more. My vision for this is 3 long banquet tables, and on one table, a dear friend of mine, Sham Hanifa from the Cottage Restaurant, is going to cook a Malaysian starter. Then on my table, I will cook an Indonesian one, that's what I do. And then Lina from Monty's of Kathmandu, that Nepalese restaurant at Temple Bar, she'll be cooking a Nepalese starter. And then for the main course, each table will receive 3 large pots, one with an Indonesian curry, one with a Nepalese, one with a Malaysian. And it's very much an informal dinner among friends. That's the feel we want from it. No black ties required. I want people to come and enjoy themselves, and we'll talk to everybody. There'll be great music and an amazing raffle. So it's an informal event, and everybody taking part in this is working for free. All the ingredients are being donated for free. Every bit of labour. The wine companies that we deal with, they've been amazing. They're supplying fantastic wines to go along with this meal. They're not being cheap. Everybody's pushing the boat out because we want this to be a whopper.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot more fundraisers organised over the next year by Lena and Shiva, as they are Nepalese. But we're going to kick it off with this one, and we're going to kick it off with a big one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant idea and a unique idea, because I mean, I know in this day and age, you know, we hear an awful lot of people are kind of not tired so much of giving to charity, but it just becomes one big noise. And I mean, we've had the tragedy in Nepal now, and I mean, last week there was a second earthquake, and it's a brilliant idea. It's an original idea, because I suppose that's the way now that you get people to stand up and take notice. So did it come in an instant? Did it take a while to kind of figure it out? It just kind of, you thought, no, I have to do something different here. What can I do?
Well, food people, restaurant people, wine people, they're sociable by nature. That's what we do. So I had the idea of a pop-up, and I put it to my two friends, Lena and Shiva, and also Sham. But a pop-up was just a pop-up restaurant. It didn't say, it didn't give the message across.
Yeah.
So then the idea came across, €10,000 curry.
Yeah.
And we're going to raise a hell of a lot more than that.
Yeah.
We've about a few more tickets to sell. I'm confident we can do it. But the raffle prizes alone are just out of this world.
Yeah.
People in the game have been phenomenally generous all over the country.
Brilliant.
And I've had people saying to me, Kev, I can't make it on the night. Here's £100, get me some raffle tickets.
Yeah.
And I said, no can do. Take your money back. Yeah. People are paying enough for €100 on the night. So only those in the room on the night can enter this raffle. It's only fair.
Yeah.
And these prices are just, they're nuts.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a night away in Nevin Maguire's for two.
Yeah.
You've got a night in the Kinsicht restaurant in Howth for two, Harvey's Point in Donegal, dinner for two accommodation, you know, books from Ross Lewis. It's just off the scale.
There is some pretty exclusive prizes already.
There must be about 30 raffle prizes already, and with 100 people in the room, your odds are pretty good.
Now, you tell me you've a few more tickets left to shift. I mean, some people might, you know, bulk. I mean, I know it's for charity now. People go, you know, €100, a bit steep. Has it been difficult to move, or have you been just surprised by how enthusiastic people have been about it?
Tickets are selling kind of, at this stage, we're selling about 5 to 10 a day. It will sell out.
Yeah.
I know it will sell out. €100 might sound steep.
Yeah.
But what you get is value for money.
Yeah.
How much do you spend when you go out on a night with dinner? You don't do it too often, but what you're getting at this, you're going to have a Prosecco reception, very kindly donated by Wine Lab. Prosecco on tap, which is amazing. You can go and pour your own.
Yeah.
We'll have fantastic wines, great food, great atmosphere. And at the end, we obviously the raffle, but we've got some dancing too. So you're going to get dinner, a raffle, and a club all rolled into one. And we'll out the door at 10:30, 10:45, and we'll have a little after party in Ukiyo. Now, the DJs, they're giving their time for free. Again, I had to cast the net wide. I'm asking, I'm pulling in all my favourites for the year here. I've got Ethan Akana, who you know, Kelly Ann Byrne, Sam Kinsler, and Brian Cuddy, and they'll all be playing music after this. So we're only talking 2 hours of dancing, and I know for a DJ, being given the 30-minute set is a bit tight, but they're all going to aim for about 6 floor fillers.
Yeah.
Because we'll have a mixed demographic here in the room, and I just want them to...
Everyone
come
to enjoy
have
themselves.
A great time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you put it in those terms, I mean, if you're going out for a night out, as you say, dinner for two, dancing, you know, maybe a good spot prize or whatever, you're probably €200 a couple isn't really steep. And as you say, it's going to such a worthy cause. It's well worth it. You touched on the prizes there, and you touched on some of them, but I mean the list of prizes you have is absolutely phenomenal, you know. A round of cocktails for Ford in the liquor rooms, pizza and beers for two and Sophie's at Dean's Hotel, burgers and beers for two and Captain America's. So there's something there for everybody, you know.
Mark, you won't believe it. There's a case of Bordeaux. You can have dinner for two in Fenn's Quay in Cork, Paradiso in Cork. The people behind Porterhouse, Oliver and Co., they've been amazing. They gave me 3 prizes. Brilliant. One is a table in Lily's with a €150 voucher.
Brilliant.
Another's a €120 voucher for Bar Pincho. Mm-hmm. And then he really got very generous. I must have caught him at the right moment. He gave me a letter, which is they have the Dingle Distillery, where they make amazing gin and vodka and whiskey. You have to show up there, and they bring you through the whole entire whiskey making process. And this is worth about €450, what he's given. So that's an amazing treat for somebody. And I'm sure there'll be a few little tastes there along the way.
Yeah, and a few connoisseurs of whiskey will be loving to get a hold of it.
We even got our hands on the Lenovo tablet, which is worth about €400 or €500 too. And the woman named Fiona O'Brien from Lenovo. No problem, Kev, we'll give you this.
That's brilliant. But I mean, it does go to show that when, you know, people do still very much like to give, you know, that they like to be part of a good news story, something that's given back to people. As I say, we see these terrible disasters and, all the charities come out and they go, we need help, we need help, we need help. And there's a little bit of, probably people get a little bit kind of, oh, not another one, you know, and... This just proves that people do want to give, and they'll give as much and more as they can. You get a unique kind of situation like this, a brilliant idea that's really, really going to bring a community together, bring people together, as you say, your own community, like chefs and restaurants, and then the wine people, the DJs and all. It brings a whole group of people together who probably all sit around maybe of a Saturday night or whatever, having a few drinks and talking about, isn't that terrible? And all of a sudden, sparks lit and you get an amazing event like this. Just talk me through the process now. As you say, it's next Sunday night, isn't it, 24th? How long is the prep going to be? I mean, you know, getting in, making all these pots of curry. You're looking at a long day. You and the other two chefs, you know, getting in are already in the prep process, so to speak, of putting the meal together. Because we can't forget that you're going to be working.
I'm going to be working. I'll be working with a knife in one hand and a glass in the other.
Excellent.
The prep hasn't started. The menu's been written.
Yeah.
But it's funny how all these ideas come to fruition. You think, okay, what am I going to cook? We write it down. We haven't written a prep list yet.
Yeah.
It'll all come together in the day. I know what I'm cooking. I know what the guys are cooking. We have to mix it up. I'll be cooking some Brockgammon kid goat, which would be a traditional Javanese goat curry. Sham is a chicken curry, Malaysian one, but from the Friendly Farmer, so it's all free range. Beautiful.
Brilliant.
Lena will be cooking a vegetarian one. The vegetarian masala. It's going to be amazing food, but the prep hasn't started yet. We'll be in there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Mine's a slow cooker, and we'll have some wonderful starters too. Yep. You know, it'll be all right on the night, as they say. But the important thing is the goal, you see.
Yeah.
The reason we had the idea, but Monty's of Kathmandu is a restaurant at Temple Bar. They're my nearest competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And I like them. I'm very fond mm-hmm. of them both. It's Shiva and Lena, their husband and wife yeah. team. And they've been telling me what's happening. They're from Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiva has lots of events planned for the next year. Now, the charity we're going through is Touch Ireland mm-hmm. because there are no admin fees over here. So yeah. everything goes over there. In his eyes, Kathmandu will be okay in 6 months or a year. Mm-hmm. But it's what's outside mm-hmm. that has been destroyed.
Yeah.
The home that he grew up in fell to rubble when the second quake hit last week. So it felt almost vulgar going for a photo shoot
yeah.
2 hours after hearing that, yeah. that news. But we had to do it to promote the night.
Mm-hmm.
So his goal is to basically rebuild villages. You know, it's long term.
Yeah.
So that's why we're all putting in the work. Everybody's putting in the yeah. work. All the gear for this. There is no restaurant in Smock Alley.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful banquet room with, yeah. with high stained glass windows. It's absolutely mm-hmm. glorious. But there's no plates. And Hireall sent me an invoice with a big zero at the bottom of it.
Wow.
Which is the kind of invoice I like to see.
Yeah, yeah.
All the plates, the crockery, you name it, the glasses, yeah. you name it. Mm-hmm. It's all coming in. Sandhire and Ranelagh Larry sending in the Dex 2K DJ rig for free. Brian Waters dropping in the lights. Everybody's coming together.
Everyone's coming together to create a great yeah. event.
I can't ask them for anything else for Ben of the Year, and I'm not going to. But I'll owe a few pints after this one.
Yeah. Well, as I say, sounds like it's going to be an absolutely brilliant, brilliant night, and the best of luck with it. I just wanted to just maybe take you away from this, because I'm listening to you and your enthusiasm and everything else, and you're down there in Temple Bar. Last few years has been a tough ride, kind of economically wise. How has it been for your business? Have you had to kind of ride the storm a little bit? Are you seeing kind of renewal and revival now?
Yeah, well, we're definitely seeing an improvement.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did have about 4 or 5 years of hell.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. we were all in the same boat. Mm-hmm. Whether you own a restaurant, whether you work in a restaurant, yeah. whether you work in a factory, we all missed mortgage payments along the
line.
Tough
times, yeah.
And they have been very tough times. We have our health, we have our kids, we still have our house, and we still have our loyal customers, and there's not much more you can ask.
That's brilliant. It's good to hear. You know, it's great because, I mean, again, you know, people tend to think you go out and you see these restaurants, you see these places, and we don't necessarily see what's in the background, you know. We just walk in the door, we read the menu, and we get this lovely plate of you. And it just kind of struck me there while I was talking to you, your enthusiasm and all, and I was thinking, you know, it's been tough times for everybody, and we don't necessarily see what goes on in the background. So anyway, Kevin. Sorry.
That's okay, Kevin. Mary.
That have been called worse. Kevin, remind us now, firstly, how can people get tickets if they want to get involved on Sunday night? They want to go and join in?
There's only one way. That's log on to Eventbrite. That's EVENT, Bright, BRITE, Bright.
Yeah.
And in their search bar, type in 10,000, the numeric.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 10K runs. Don't confuse it with those. 10,000. That's all you have to do. Yeah. You'll find us. You can click and buy. And if you can't make it on the night, there is an option to donate, and everything will be greatly received.
Brilliant. And it's time and date is this Sunday, yeah?
This Sunday, the 24th. It is a ticket-only event, so don't show up without a ticket. And it kicks off about 5:30, ends about 10:30, then on to Ukiyo. So you're getting a lot for your money.
It's going to be a good night, a long night. Take Monday off.
That's the plan.
Everyone take it. Well, listen, Kevin, we wish you all the best, and it really sounds like it's going to be a great event, and maybe I'll certainly be in Aoife's ear next week to find out how it went, and hopefully you raise, as you say, a huge amount of money, and as you say, hopefully well in excess of the €10,000 you're hoping to raise. And you know, other events during the year coming up, don't hesitate to give us a call, come into us, and we'd be happy to have you in again and promote those as well. And if people can't make it to the event and they want to go in and try some of your lovely cuisine, it's the Chameleon in Temple Bar.
That's right. But they're 21 years now this year, so they're more than welcome.
More than welcome to go in. And I'm sure while you're in there, Kevin won't mind me saying, if you want to go into the Kathmandu one next door, that's all right as well.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. There's nothing wrong with healthy competition.
That's it. That's absolutely.
That's called Monty's of Kathmandu.
Monty's of Kathmandu. That's the Michael O'Leary motto, isn't it? There's nothing wrong with competition.
There's nothing wrong with healthy competition. And don't forget the third chef, Sham.
Sham
Hanifa. He's a great guy. And he's coming all the way from Leitrim.
Brilliant.
His restaurant's called The Cottage.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kevin, thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us. And as I say, we wish you all the very best of luck on Sunday evening and hope it goes brilliant. And I'm sure you're going to raise a load of money. So as the restaurant's the Chameleon, I'm going to play it out with a little bit of Culture Club and Carmen Chameleon. Is that all right?
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time.
Not at all, Kevin. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.